This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Lynn and Uma with you. This is the evening edition. It's 6:14 in the evening. Our next story is about the PD move, or rather something that Dr. Sri Anwar Ibrahim has said about the PD move's critics, namely that the electorate needs to be aware of super liberals.
You said that very well. That is exactly how I read it.
Right?
Yes.
So here's my question. How do I know if I am a super liberal or just a regular liberal?
Let me tell you, there is a BuzzFeed quiz out there somewhere.
Oh my
for you.
God, I'm sure there is.
I'm sure it exists. but we do want to know. I mean, this question of liberal and super liberal, it seems as if liberal has become something of a bad word. I mean, do you agree with that? Is it really such a bad thing to be liberal? That number to call, 7733-2900. Keep your thoughts coming. In the meantime, so he said that this group of, again, super liberals,
yep,
talked about national issues without regard for others' views, as if they, and I quote, owned the country.
Yes, which is a funny quote, given that a sense of entitlement to be prime minister might make one think that you feel that you own the country. I'm just saying.
You are just saying.
I am just saying.
Yes.
Now, I think it is an interesting attack on the super liberals, one that echoes something that Rafizi himself had said twice, actually. Once when he was speaking to Sherrod on The Breakfast Grill over here, you can download that podcast. And then a few weeks ago when he gave an exclusive interview to the Malay Mail, and he was talking about how, I think he used the word ultra-liberals, about how ultra-liberals were judging Dato' Sri Wan Aziza based on the way she dressed. They said that because she was wearing a tudung, that people were judging her as being overly conservative.
Right, and that's, you know, it's kind of a theme that's running through here. Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim said, they say I cannot be trusted. This is the liberal group that thinks I'm too Malay and too Islamic. So there is, I suppose, a certain amount of sentiment that seems to be arising and attaching itself to this term super liberal, which, again, I'm not sure is a term that exists outside of this context. I don't think it's one that's being used a lot.
I know. I don't think I have. And here's the thing. I think I can see where he's coming from a political standpoint, in that very early on after the victory, after May 9th, Anwar Ibrahim had come out and said and reminded people that they didn't get all of the Malay vote. And I think that was a very important factor. And I think he's been worried throughout about alienating that Malay vote.
Sure.
The problem, of course, is by making statements like this, you, of course, run the risk of alienating the people who actually voted for you. And, you know, when you were thrown into prison under trumped-up charges of being a sodomist, it was the super liberals that actually fought for your release. And I guess therein lies the danger, right? Who do you offend, or who can you risk offending in greater amounts? It's a political play.
It is, but it's one that comes, I mean, it would only exist because of the weight of the word liberal.
Correct.
Yeah. If liberal weren't a shorthand of some kind, you know, it wouldn't have been used so quickly and so easily in this way.
Super liberal.
Yes, that's right.
All right, we have on the line Dato' Dr. Ahmad Farooq Musa, Chairman and Director of the Islamic Renaissance Front. Farooq, thank you so much for joining us on the program. Now, from the conventional political science perspective, what does the term liberal mean?
Well, I guess you can look at that two angles. One is the political liberal and one is the economic liberal. I think we are more concerned with political liberal, but I think I should explain a bit about economic liberal as well. Like, if you look at this left-wing economic liberal, they were asking for, like, a welfare state as compared to the right-wing liberals who were basically promoting laissez-faire or free market, or in the 21st century, we call it as neoliberals, you know, neoliberalism. But in the political sense, we say that liberal political doctrine is basically, it tries to kind of protect and enhance freedom of individual. Basically, it believes that government is necessary to protect individuals from being harmed by others. But on the other hand, they also recognize that government itself can pose a threat to what we call as liberty itself. Previously, this American philosopher, Thomas Paine. He's a political activist. He's a philosopher, American philosopher, and political theorist as well. And he wrote that in his book, Common Sense, that government is at best a necessary evil. You see, laws, judges, police, they're needed to secure our liberty, individuals' life and liberty. But, you know, like their coercive power could be used to turn against us as well. So the problem is now is to devise a system that gives government the necessary power to protect individual liberty, but also to prevent those who govern or the government from abusing the power.
And has the meaning of the term changed in terms of how it's being used today?
Yeah, I guess somehow or other that this particular term has been distorted. Like, you know, it has, it is kind of derogatory in a manner, and it has a very negative connotation of the word liberal. Every week you hear from this mosque in KL and Selangor, like they're demonizing liberals. It has been like you know, like a routine for them to demonize liberals. It brings a very negative connotation nowadays, because it seems that liberals, instead of protecting individual liberty, it has turned to become like, you know, a person who has no moral values, a person who fornicates, or a person who drinks, and so on and so forth. So, you know, it has a very negative connotation nowadays. Yeah.
So how do you think that the term came to adopt that negative connotation?
I do not know how, what caused this kind of turn of event, or was it just in this particular country, Malaysia, that we have this kind of negative connotation? But I guess even in Indonesia as well, there was this movement, people demonized them in Indonesia as Islam liberal, meaning to say that, you know, you are very loosely aligned to Islamic religion. You don't observe a prayer, you don't fast. I could not be certain of at what particular point that the actual definition of liberal has been turned to the negative way. But, you know, like now we have to live with that kind of condition.
As we mentioned earlier, we've seen this term being used recently by politicians in response to criticism. What sentiments are they appealing to when they dismiss their critics as liberals, or rather as super liberals?
Yeah, super liberals, I think there's a new kind of term being coined by Anwar Ibrahim. And I believe that, you know, he used that term basically because he was annoyed by these so-called liberals who were against his move at Port Dickson. You know, like people said that was, you know, like as undemocratic. And he believes that probably by demonizing this segment of society, what we call as the modern urban segment, educated segment of society as hyper-liberals, he was trying to probably gain support from the conservatives, Muslims, Malay Muslims in this country. But probably he didn't realize that, you know, like it was the liberals who basically defended him when he was charged with sodomy. It was the liberals who were against this, what we call as penal code 377A and 377B. And, you know, they were fighting for individuals' right or for individuals' liberty. And I do not know why, you know, suddenly he turned his face away and tried to demonize the liberals.
So we've often heard this, but is the term liberal a Western one?
Oh, yeah. It's just in terminology, yeah. But, you know, like, but the term liberty, basically you have that in Arabic, is huria, is concept of freedom, individual freedom, yeah. And as you know that, you know, liberals also mean that, you know, you can accept differences and embrace differences. So meaning that you can embrace people who are of different ideology than you, or different, what we call, sexual orientation as well. Being liberals, meaning to fight for individual freedom, freedom to believe, and freedom of association, freedom of expression, freedom of thoughts, freedom of speech. So I don't know why that, you know, like some people were against this particular idea. It did not make any sense, because we see that liberals have insisted on that the powers of government should protect the freedom of individual. And I think, like in modern standard, we say that the chief task of government is to remove obstacles that prevent individuals from fully realizing their potentials. And these obstacles would include like poverty, disease, discrimination, ignorance. And I believe that, you know, this is part and parcel of the struggle of liberals. And it must be understood by our community.
So right now then, does it come down to it being a matter of different understandings of what the term means?
Yeah, I guess it is probably due to misunderstanding of the term, but it could also have an ulterior motive behind it. So, you know, like probably now the thing that could be done is to basically to try and rectify the situation. So I think that's the main task that all of us, the Western educated and liberated Muslims especially, they have to speak up and they have to let their voices be heard by the people so that they know that being liberals do not mean that, you know, you have no values at all. So it's wrong to say that. And we have to show examples, good examples as practicing Muslims, and we are liberals on the other hand.
Thank you very much. That was Dr. Ahmad Farooq Musa, Chairman and Director of the Islamic Renaissance Front. Now, yesterday, we also spoke with Dr. Muhammad Faizal Musa, Research Fellow at Universiti Kebangsaan, Malaysia. He's also known by his pen name, Faizal Tirani. We asked him about how liberalism matters in Malaysia.
In sociological manner, disciplined, yes, it's been useful for the academics or sociologists to label, to divide, or to categorize certain politicians, whether they are traditionalists or reformists or whatsoever. But I don't really think that it really matters to the people, because the issues are not really about human rights, for example. People are talking and battling economic issues, and people are complaining that after 100 days of Pakatan Harapan, the new government, not really appropriate change took place. And people are talking about, for example, the little Napoleons are actually still administering certain government agencies. So in particular, the people, they don't engage the politicians, you see. Of course, they are happy as certain previous politicians have been arrested and, you know, been charged. But they cannot see, I mean their daily life is not affected because the little Napoleons are still there, I mean, from the previous government. So this is the concern of the people, not really about who is liberals and who's not. So I believe that this is the issue, the main issue.
That was Dr. Muhammad Faizal Musa, also known as Faizal Tirani, Research Fellow at the Institute of the Malay World and Civilization at UKM. Talk to us about super liberals. You can call us on 7733 2900. We've had Nash, who's been patiently holding the line. Nash, tell us, are you a super liberal?
I think, what's our population now? 30 million or 32 million?
About 32.
32, right? So all 32 million Malaysians are all liberals.
Why do you say that?
Because our constitution holds libertarian values, right? It protects, you know, your right to religion, your freedom of speech,
you're
and
right.
Everything else. So, and your rukun negara says that you have to uphold the constitution. So that makes everybody a liberal. So the problem here is semantics, right? What particular meaning you attach to a word. So I agree with the first professor who said that, you know, right now there is conservatives and also the educated urban people. So there's a divide there. And this other bunch are being labeled as liberals when that particular word is not apt, because everybody is a liberal because, you know, you believe in the constitution. So I think I understand where, you know, what Anwar is doing. He's trying to get support from the conservative group.
But, yeah.
You know, just, you know, putting the term out there, super liberal and all this kind of thing, is very inaccurate for someone who's about to become the next prime minister.
Nash, my dearest hope is that you have preempted this wave of an existential crisis. People now wondering, am I a liberal?
Am I a super liberal? Nash, thank you very much for your call. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Keep those calls coming in. 77-332-900. We've got to go to the news, but we'll take all of your calls after that. So don't go anywhere. This is the Evening Edition on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.